This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 6:52 and time for us to check in with our CBS News business analyst, Jill Schlesinger. And Jill, last week when people were freaking out, trying not to look at their 401ks and how much money they may have lost, it turns out that what actually has caused President Trump to blink is the bond markets.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really think a lot about the bond market, even though it's a much bigger market than the stock market, $28 trillion worth. Just think of the bond market. You know, what is a bond? It's just a loan to an entity. So if we're thinking about a loan to the U.S. government, it's normally thought of as a really safe investment. Like when things go completely nutty, investors will usually sell out of stocks and buy bonds. That's exactly what happened in the 2 days after the Rose Garden announcement on April 2nd. Now, what ended up starting to happen last week at the beginning of the week is the bond market started acting really crazy. All of a sudden, there was a lot of selling. There were certainly people who were selling bonds, basically saying like, oh, I lost so much money in stocks. I made money in bonds. Let me get some money out of all markets. Then there was some hedge fund selling, and then there was some foreign selling. But there was so much selling so quickly that it was almost like the bond market, which really acts like the lubricant to the global financial system, was getting gummed up. And this is a very dangerous situation. And so that is essentially what caused President Trump to blink and put that 90-day pause on a lot of those reciprocal tariffs. So we're keeping an eye on the bond market because it often will give us a signal of underlying stress in the financial system, which, of course, we do not want.
No, for sure. And I am not sure exactly what your advice was. Be to anyone at this point, but I mean, he did pause it, but then he increased it on China, and then we heard that it would not count on phones and laptops, and then he said, no, that's not true, and it's this constant back and forth of what the heck is going on.
You know, I think that you raise a great point, because we as human beings, you know, we're not processing systems in the same way as a computer or an AI system, because there's been so much information thrown at us so quickly, and the changes have been so dramatic, I think it really does start to harm our ability to just sort of do anything. In fact, on Friday afternoon, we got a reading of consumer confidence from the University of Michigan Sentiment Index. And it showed that consumer sentiment, whether you had a lot of money, you know, you make more than $100,000 a year or less than $100,000 a year, sentiment, the confidence we have, is plunging. It's, in fact, worse today than it was during the 2008 financial crisis. Now, why is that important? Because when we feel uncertainty and businesses feel uncertainty, we tend to sit on our hands and do nothing. And as a result, that doing nothing can actually lead to an economic slowdown. So it's almost like all of this information, it's too much for us. We get scared. We don't want to spend too much money, which is a normal reaction. You're a business. You don't know what to do. The policies are changing every day. So that's why you're hearing that there is a much larger probability right now than even just a couple weeks ago of a recession. We're not in a recession right this second. But all that the economists are saying to us is we think there is a possibility that those odds are increasing with all of this uncertainty in the environment right now.
You can always get more at jillonmoney.com. Jill Schlesinger, our CBS News business analyst. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.